In North Korea, private businesses are illegal, or at least they're technically illegal. People aren't supposed to buy and sell stuff to each other, but they do it anyway. NPR's Zoe Chase of our Planet Money team has this story of a young North Korean woman who knew a business opportunity when she saw it and had no qualms about pursuing it. One word, socks.
She's just 23 years old, easily excited. She wears makeup, a bright pink dress, likes to speak a little bit of English.
Okay. My name is Juyang. I was born in 1991. And my hometown is Cheongjin in North Hamgyong province in North Korea.
In North Korea, when Juyang grew up, there wasn't enough food. There wasn't enough of anything. But still, at 13, she was into clothes and pretty things. There weren't many choices of what to wear in North Korea. Things we'd consider basic necessities became little ways to show off your fashion sense.
It's very cold where I came from. The fashion items are socks and gloves. Those are the accents to your outfit. So many people will purposely show off their socks by keeping their pants short.
One day, one of Juyang's friends came to school with a whole bunch of brand new socks from a relative in China.
My friend always has the best clothing, socks, gloves. Like, I remember, what is that character that with cat and a mouse?
Tom and Jerry.
Those characters were on the socks, and I had an idea. I thought maybe I could buy some socks from her and sell them in my village for profit.
For profit. She'd mark up the price 30% for something cute and squirrel away the money. Juyang became the sock monger of her village, and there were actually lots of little businesses run by her neighbors out of their living rooms, filling in gaps left by the government. Juyang was good at selling stuff and ambitious. When she got older, she went to work in a government warehouse. There was nothing to do at her official job, so she opened a little kiosk, selling gloves and cigarettes to the other workers.
It was fun being able to make money.
I kept asking, weren't you scared? Didn't you have to keep it a secret? And she was like, you don't get how it worked. It wasn't a secret. It was a quid pro quo. The state security department officials weren't paid enough by the government. They survived off bribes from people like me.
I would always carry some cigarettes with me to keep them as a bribe in case I got caught. And if I needed to travel, I'd tell them where I'm going and discreetly put the cigarettes in their pockets.
Juyang says a lot of commerce is happening right out in the open, large marketplaces with stalls, selling things the government could not supply. North Korea's government needed the Juyangs, but it also resented the Juyangs. People were getting rich by North Korean standards.
There are no banks in North Korea, so people keep their money at home. So what I did was put the old and crumbled paper money on the floor and cover the money with a piece of linoleum from China. Every time I'd leave the cover and I could see nicely flatted pile of paper money, which kept coming.
Not long ago, North Korea decided to crack down on its new middle class, try to reset the economy back 40 years. It was November 30th, 2009. The North Korean government decided to issue a new currency, and it printed out a bunch of brand new notes. But you could only exchange about $40 worth of old notes for new ones. So any savings you were holding onto under the linoleum floor were wiped out. People threw their worthless old currency into the street. Juyang, she decided it was time to get out, not just out of the business, but out of North Korea. She snuck into China. Missionaries eventually got her on a plane to South Korea.
You know you're supposed to sit tight with your seat belts on in the airplane? I didn't sit still. I walked around the aisles back and forth and looking out this window and that window.
Juyang says even with that crackdown, she knows little businesses still survive in North Korea. Today, Juyang is in Seoul, a place stuffed with entrepreneurship and competition, and she's still killing it. She's on a South Korean TV show that teaches South Koreans about North Korea. It's called Now on My Way to Meet You. She's a star.
공부도 1등.
Zoe Chase, NPR News.